taking your phone calls, and we will take your phone calls. But right now, we're going to bring in Jameson Hensley as we process the Joe Flacco deal. And Jameson, you know, we all, you and I and Pete, have been sitting here for months saying to everybody that would listen that this deal would get done sooner rather than later. We all thought it was going to be done before Monday, and it has.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that really surprises us is the total value of the deal. I think everybody kind of thought, yeah, it's going to be $100 million, or if it's not, it's going to be really close. To see the 120 over a 6-year period, it's pretty significant, because most of these deals you will see that are around the 5-year mark. Getting a 6-year included in this deal really helps the Ravens. So, it's a win on both sides. But like we said, there was absolutely no way that the Ravens were going to let Joe Flacco get away this year.
Was that the salary cap, leeway that Joe gave him, you think?
Exactly. And what happens is, and people will say, "Wow, you know, he's the highest paid player in the NFL. He certainly didn't do the Ravens, you know, any favors." Well, by agreeing to a long-term deal now, he actually did. Because what you were going to do, if he didn't agree to a long-term deal, you were going to put the exclusive franchise tag on him for not only this year, but most likely it could happen even next year. So, in reality, you were going to invest $19 million of your cap in him this year, and likely, you know, over $20 million next year. So you're going to pay him $40 million over the next 2 years.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, but anyway, by putting the cap, what you do is they'll likely give him $40 million up front anyway. But what happens is by having it over 6 years, you spread over that cap hit over the next 6 years. So where the Ravens really help themselves, we don't know the exact terms.
Right, right.
But in the process of how everything goes in the NFL, when you sign a player to a long-term deal, especially quarterbacks, these mega deals, you really get salary cap relief in the first 2 years of the deal, because that's when you're paying him most of that signing bonus. So instead of having, let's just say, $19 million of your cap invested in Joe Flacco this year because of the franchise tag, they could, his cap number might only be $8, $9 million.
That's incredible.
So you're saving, by giving him a long-term deal, you're opening up $10 million of cap room. So, it does help the Ravens, even though, believe me, they're paying Joe Flacco a lot of money
over the
next 2 years, but it really does help them over the next couple.
Okay, so you're Ozzie Newsome. What do you do next? If you're assuming this will be done Monday and signed, what's next?
I think, the two players that I think would be high on their kind of who's next list would be Danelle Ellerbe, the inside linebacker, and then, Ed Reed. But some people may be like, why would you put Ellerbe above Ed Reed, considering, what Ed brings as far as leadership, a guy that's going to be on into the Hall of Fame, things like that. But inside linebacker is the biggest need right now for the Ravens. And everybody knows about the retirement of Ray Lewis. But, you have Tramiel McClain, who's coming off a spinal cord injury. You're hoping that everything is going to be fine with him. But when you're dealing with the spinal cord, I'm not a doctor, but that's a very, very kind of worrisome injury. And that's one part of the body you don't want to have a football player injured. And then you have Danelle Ellerbe, who is an unrestricted free agent. So not only do you have both starting inside linebackers from the Super Bowl possibly gone, but you have Tramiel McClain, who is an injury question mark right now. So that's why I think it's really high on their list to get Ellerbe back. And, as everybody watched over the last month, 2 months of the season, you can make an argument that Ellerbe was the best player on that defense. He's young, and I think they really do want to lock him up.
Talking with Jameson Hensley. Let's take a phone call, James. Let's go to Reed in Baltimore. Reed, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
I think the thing for me looking at this is that regardless of whether people can kind of make the argument about the actual figures, and I think there's a point to be said that I don't think there are many teams in the NFL that would probably pay Joe Flacco that same amount of money. I think the thing is, everyone talks about the defensive core that we have potentially losing to free agency, but also within that first 2-year gap where we're getting some good salary cap space, pretty much our entire receiving core is up for free agency in the next 2 to 3 years. So we don't want to end up losing Jacoby Jones Dancing with the Stars, or end up losing, you know, Anquan Boldin or Torrey Smith, who, to my knowledge, are both up within the next 2 to 3 years. So,
Let's tackle the Anquan Boldin thing now, Reed. Thanks for the call. And Anquan's obviously an issue, Jameson, but he's under contract. It's a matter of whether the Ravens want to pay him, right?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, this significantly increases the chances because now they do have, you know, cap room. If they didn't have, like I said before, if Joe Flacco went on, they had to put the tag on him on Monday. They have to project $19 million of their cap, and that would put the Ravens close to the cap, or just a little bit over. And then you have to, you know, when they have to do all the tenders to the restricted free agents, they were going to be about $5 to $7 million over the cap. And that's when you thought, wait a second, they're going to have to do some things to get under the cap. And that's when the Anquan Boldin conversation started.
Yeah.
But now with the long-term deal, I think the chances of that, of them having to do anything with Anquan Boldin significantly decreases. And I know the caller said also that he doesn't think many, you know, other teams would pay Flacco the amount that the Ravens did. I can tell you the Browns, the Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Bills.
Half a dozen would.
The Raiders. I mean, I can tell you teams, if Joe Flacco hit the free agent market.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens were the only team negotiating with Flacco. If he went into the open market and teams were bidding against each other, I mean, I think
he might get more.
Yeah, it could be.
He would have.
You know, Pete, people in the league value Joe Flacco a heck of a lot more than the media and the fans do.
Yeah, first take on ESPN, no offense, Jameson, probably not the greatest value for Joe. But absolutely. I mean, if you got into a bidding war for him, he'd end up with a $150 million contract because, again, there's a very small number of guys who have proven that they can succeed consistently at quarterback in this league. Joe is one of them. And if you think Jimmy Haslam and Cleveland wouldn't have done, as a new owner, wouldn't have done everything he could to take away, not only get a quarterback,
to
a franchise, but to take it away from Baltimore, he'd have paid whatever to do that.
And it also, I mean, for the Ravens and Ozzie Newsome, they realize how long it takes to find a franchise quarterback. I mean, just look at how long it's taken the Ravens over the years. And I mean, they've tried. I mean, they've tried every single route, whether it's taking a guy in the first round and Kyle Bowler, trying to develop a third rounder in Chris Redman, going after a free agent, whether it's a Jeff Blake or a Steve McNair. I mean, they have
Elvis
tried
Gerbach.
And tried. And Elvis Gerbach, they have tried and tried. So when they finally hit on a guy that they selected in the first round and then went on to win the Super Bowl and become the Super Bowl MVP, you have to reward the guy. You cannot let this guy get away because, I mean, people who are saying, oh, they overpaid for Joe Flacco.
Nah.
Yeah, hey, if you let him go and then next year you're dealing with, some unknown or just another retread quarterback like Carson Palmer, then those people will say, why did they let Joe Flacco go?
Right.
He doesn't have to be the best quarterback in the NFL. He has to be able to win you a Super Bowl. That's what you're paying for. And that's what they've done.
He wins a lot more than he loses. There was no way, absolutely no way, the Ravens were going to let him walk. And Jameson hit it. They've been waiting, J-Mo. Ozzie's been waiting 17 years to be in this situation where he could pay a franchise quarterback. Even though it's expensive, that's the goal, I think, of every GM. Let's get one and ride him out.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too.